Hi there, welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, and today we're going to talk about which role should I choose? I get this question a lot. People will say, I want to get involved in the Geode ecosystem. I want to be able to stake coin and earn those sweet coin rewards every single day for my efforts, but I see there's two options and I don't know which one to be. So let's get a little more in depth on that today and how to choose. It's pretty simple, so we'll break it down here. So I know that in other chains and other ecosystems, there may only be one way to stake coin and earn rewards, but in Geode, there are two ways. So you can be a validator node or you can be a nominator. And so let's talk about the difference. Validator nodes are run by individuals, people who choose to run the Geode software on a computer, in their home, in their office, on a virtual machine in a data center somewhere. Validator nodes are the infrastructure. They are the physical backbone of the Geode ecosystem. They're distributed, they're all over the world, and they're running on their own machines. And nominators play a different role. Nominators don't need any special equipment. Nominators are not offering up a computer. Nominators are offering up a bit of time and attention because somebody's got to keep an eye on the validator nodes, and that's the nominator's job. So nominators, all they need is a web browser, either Chrome or Firefox, and they stake their coin on a set of validator nodes. Think of it like voting. You're staking your coin on up to 16 validator nodes that you think will do a good job. Well, and how do you know that? Because you have access to all the information about those nodes. You get to research, who's running that node? Do I trust them? Do they do a good job? Do they have, you know, their good availability? They're always online. Because when the validator node that you voted for does a good job and they get paid in coin, you get paid in coin too as the nominator who voted for them. So nominators are voting, they're staking coin on their validator nodes, and they get paid when the validators get paid. And so it's a little bit less. Validator nodes make more coin than nominators, but both validators and nominators earn coin every single day as coin is being freshly minted in the system every day. And it's given to the validators and the nominators as payment for their efforts, as reward for their efforts. So that's how a little bit to know. And a little bit simpler way to think about it is that to run a validator node, which gets you more coin, but it means you're going to have a computer which is dedicated to this. So let's say you're offering up some old Mac laptop you've got, or Mac Mini that's going to sit in the corner of the room, or a Linux machine. It needs to be either Mac or Linux. And you need to be reasonably comfortable with command line interface, right? With the terminal app on your computer. You have to be reasonably comfortable with either Mac or Linux working with that a little bit. You don't have to be a technical genius. The software runs itself, and the community is here to actually teach you everything you need to know about it. You're not on your own when you come in as a validator node into Geode. We're there, usually me personally, onboarding everybody and walking you through the process. The process of setting up a validator node properly in the Geode ecosystem can take 4 hours of effort. It comes in sort of three chunks that you do. So it's not a simple process. So that's why you want to be comfortable with the command line interface. If you are, I can teach you everything else you need to know. So can the rest of the community and the other nodes. If you're not technical, if you want nothing to do with it, or if you don't want to have to run a virtual machine on a data center, have that running or whatever, then I would recommend being a nominator, because a nominator doesn't need any special equipment. You just use the main portal. You just go through a web browser. on a laptop or a desktop. It can be done on a phone, and I can walk you through that, but you're probably better off if you're on a laptop or desktop, and we can get into that at another point. But you get on the browser, you go to the main public portal, you take a look at how all the different validator nodes are doing. You stake your coin on the ones that you like, that you think will are doing a good job. Set and forget. It's good to check in on them, though. You know, every few days or once a week, check in on that set of validators that you voted for and make sure they're still doing a good job, right? That's that job of oversight when it comes to keeping an eye on those validator nodes. And this is a very important security concern, because if you're a nominator, you want to pull your coin back from any validator node that's not doing a good job. Pull your coin back from them, and then they naturally end up pushed out of the system if they're not doing a good job, or if they seem to be doing something nefarious, or for some reason you've lost trust. And trust is important here. And that's kind of the difference between validator nodes and nominators. So how do you actually get involved? Well, send me a message. I will personally onboard you. And there's a set of instructions over at geochain.com. If you want to be a validator node, you can download the validator package. You can see the instructions depending on which type of machine you're working with, whether that's a Mac standalone, Linux standalone, or Linux virtual machine. Follow the instructions. There's a few nuances. Join the Discord community where you can message me personally. I can get on video with you and walk you through it. As we get bigger, the community is here for all with all the other nodes and the nominators to help you along the way as well. And that's one big difference I think I've seen between Geode and other blockchain communities, is that we're like an actual community. It's not like there's a whole bunch of people, you know, that are just sort of individually working by themselves, and you're in it alone, even though there's all these other people. You feel like you're in it alone. Not at Geode. You are so not in it alone. Everybody is here to support each other as we start up new nodes and bring in new nominators and welcome everybody's opinion into how and what we're going to do next. As we focus on this mission of empowering the individual. So that's it. So to recap, if you're technical, if you like technical things, if you have any level of comfort with the command line interface, consider being a validator node. I can personally walk you through all of that and teach you everything you need to know. If you're not technical, if you don't want to be involved with the technical side, then be a nominator. It's just that easy. And as of this recording, which is end of September 2023, if you get in by the end of the year, we're actually pre-staking all of the validators and nominators that come on before the end of the year. So you don't even have to show up with cash. We will give you the coin you need, and we will keep paying you coin for 2 to 3 years, depending on if you're a nominator or a validator, paying you for your efforts. If you come in after the end of the year, you're going to have to show up with cash to stake. But if you want to get in, send me a message. You can message me on my website at KatherineColleen.com. You can go to geochain.com and join the Discord community and find me there. Let me know, and I will personally show you everything you need, and be there for you as you begin your journey in the Geode ecosystem. So thanks for joining me for this. Consider coming in, and when the time is right for you. And if neither of these options is right for you, you can still get into the Geode ecosystem by simply using the apps. You don't have to be a nominator or a validator node to do that. So you can always just come in and use the apps. So join us, and let us empower you as an individual. Thanks for joining. See you next time.